And I guess I had to take the road to Damascus to get here. I grew up in a diverse family. My grandfather was a Greek Orthodox priest, and my father was evangelical Reformed. I had went to school in a Catholic all-girls school, preparatory college. I thank God for that education because the kids today, they have no respect for anybody anymore. And that school was really strict, so it made a lady out of me. My mom passed away December the 8th of this year. She was 87 years old. My mother never cussed till she got Alzheimer's. It was just not, our family didn't talk like that. And my son, my mom got real sick and I was taking care of her. And my son took me. He thought I was drinking and doing drugs because I was falling down sick all the time and acting like I was drunk. And I told him, Mark, you know, I'm not doing drugs and I'm not drinking. And he didn't believe me. So he put me in, I had a nervous breakdown and went to the mental ward at Marshall Medical Center. My mother was admitted in there too. And they would take me twice to see my mom while I was in the hospital. When my son took my mom to the nursing home and put me in the downtown rescue mission. He took everything I owned. I got to leave with 2 pair of pants and 2 shirts. I was so scared when I got to that rescue mission. I didn't know what to do. I'd never been around people like that were from off the street, that were drug addicts and alcoholics. And I was in a part of it called transit. I was there for 3 days when one of the directors come to me and said, Carol, I really think you need to be in our program. And I said, I don't need your program. I'm not a drunk or alcoholic. And she says, yes, but she says, you might be an inspiration to other people. I knew at the time I was sick, but I didn't know what was wrong with me. And my son still believed I was doing drugs and drinking. So I got into their program, and I became a mentor to other women, other girls that were alcoholics, drug addicts. One day at work, I worked in their agave shop called The Love Shop. It was a clothing store for people that come in off the street, and we clothe all our people in the mission. And I got real sick one day, and I did all kind of crazy things, was about to pass out, couldn't get enough to drink, and it turned out my drinking and drugging problem was sugar diabetes. By this time, it was too late for me to come back to my apartment, and my son had given everything I owned away. So I stayed at the mission for 18 months, and when I went to Chattanooga to the Bible conference there with my mother-in-law, my ex-mother-in-law, and I met her at the doctor's office, and she was telling me about Grace Religion and that I needed to come to Bible study. So I had been at the mission for 18 months. I wasn't getting any better. My sugar would be 350. And I decided I'd saved up $1,350. And I thought I was gonna get an apartment by myself and all this stuff. That never happened. I couldn't make the rent because you have to have twice the amount of money you make. While I worked at the mission, I got $40 a month for working there. But to make a long story short, I met Ron Wilbur. Everybody calls him Donnie. And it was riding down the road one day with Donnie, and I love the lake and stuff, and we got to talking about it, and I told him, I said, well, I was baptized in the Tennessee River, and we were talking about, he said, there's alligators in there. And I said, well, if I knew that, I would have never gotten that water. So then I had to question, was I saved or not? And I got saved in the front seat of Donnie's car. God had turned my life around. Living at the mission brought me closer to God. I have a love now for people that are homeless, people that are drug addicts and alcoholics. So I started teaching those women there about Proverbs 31. So they started calling me their Proverbs 31 woman. Well, now I'm going to go back and start teaching again at the Rescue Mission. And I'm going to teach Proverbs 31, the Princess Within. And I'm going to put grace in there too. And God has turned my life around. I met Donnie. He's a wonderful guy. We're getting married in June. And God took a bad situation. My God's an awesome God. He took a bad situation and turned it into something great. And I just want to say, I'm so thankful for learning the grace gospel. Thank you to Obie Kilpatrick for his two wonderful books that he has put out there that's really helped me see and helped me change my life around. And I want to thank Jeff for the opportunity of telling you all how I got saved. And I was baptized, sprinkled in the Catholic Church, and none of that means anything to me now except for the grace religion, and I appreciate having that in my life.